Good morning and welcome to Making a Change for Good. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
Our assignment from yesterday. Do your daily practice being on the lookout for any subtle messages of self-hate. Use any negative message as a reminder to redirect attention to what is true about you. Record and listen. Here's our first caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hello. Hi. It's Bonnie.
Hi. Hello, Bonnie. Where are you calling from, Bonnie?
Nova Scotia, Canada.
Oh, lovely. It's on my list of places I want to see before I die. Okay.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's a little cold. It's beautiful.
Rumor has it. Yes.
Well, I'm so excited. I'm so excited to be on, and I actually took a big step for me yesterday and emailed and said, I've been trying to get on since day three. Do I exist? And here I am. So that's wonderful for me in terms of standing up for myself. So this has been wonderful, and I want to start by saying...
Bonnie, we're working on a book on communication, so I'm going to say it was a great moment of communicating.
So this has been amazing for me, and right from the beginning, as I was trying to choose my focus for self-care, all the usual things came up. Mm-hmm. But then underneath it was my age-old, how come I can't make a home for myself and my son? And you had already told me not to try and figure it out and not to think about it. So I thought, okay, so what I need to do is listen. So that became my project. My goal was to take time every day to be still and listen. Also known as meditation.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you.
It's been wonderful, and I sat, and then I wrote pages and pages, and did massive amounts of recording and listening, which was wonderful. And I went to the calendar to look at the date as I was starting a project in the morning writing, and I realized that everything I had written on it was very, very small and in pencil, and it hit me of how that's how I do my life. I don't want to take up space. I'm not supposed to make a mess or use up resources, take time, or take kindness from people. And if I do that, bad things will happen, and bad things could happen to people who are nice to me or participate with me in my life, and it will be my fault. And so there was pages and pages that came out of this, but this other people have talked about this duality with, so on one hand, I have no right to be here. I should not exist. I was a mistake. And when the universe finds out, I will be recalled. And on the other hand, was that I'm responsible for everything in the universe. I am responsible for all the pestilence, famine, wars, plagues. So everyone else can relax because it's actually all my fault.
Yeah. So God is going to get you. Oops, you are God. Right. That's the two. Those are the two sides. You're the cause of everything, and then you're nothing.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and that continued. Oh, and then there was this, for me, it was about not what I'm doing, even the trying to sit and be quiet and listen, but how I'm doing it. And we talked,
okay.
You know, you've talked about that before so much. So it's just came home on another.
Here's the one I want you to focus on. Here's the really salient piece of everything you have told me so far, okay? And that is, you looked at what you had written, and that insight dropped in for you.
Yes.
Everything else is what keeps you from being present for those kinds of insights. Now, the hard part for us to get is, there's nothing personal about it. That is just how it works. This is one of those, if we were in a room together and you said what you said about everything is my fault, I'm responsible for everything, I'm the scourge of the earth, and God is going to get... And I said, anybody else ever have those messages? Everything will go up, okay?
Yes.
So there's
yes.
nothing personal about it. But focusing on them, being in a conversation about that, will only keep you from being present enough to have those insights drop in. So I'm going to encourage you that what you got to, the other insight that you got to that dropped in is, I need to be still and quiet and wait for guidance.
Yes.
You're onto it, sister.
Yes, it was wonderful. Thank you so much. The other piece I'd like to say, it's sort of similar, but that fleshing out the sub-personalities, I put them all around King Arthur's round table. And I realized uh-huh. really quickly that actually it wasn't like that. There was definitely the dominant head of the table was the harsh critical. But it was interesting to see how... There were only a couple of what I thought of as positive, you know, the responsible one, and then the truth, the still small voice, and an excited part, but many more harsh and critical, victim overwhelm,
yes.
and also how very quickly the positive, what I considered positive, more truthful parts, how quickly they were co-opted or siphoned off into, from responsible into sort of rational, but not really, it's actually fear-based, or into victim and whining, and
right.
how quickly they played. So it's given me space
okay.
around it.
That's right. And here, again, is the important insight that you're having. Those are not part of the duality. Okay? So everything that you described around that table is part of egocentric karmic conditioning self-hate. The still small voice is not around that table. Truth is not around that table. And what you've seen that's so important about it is that as soon as you scratch the surface, you realize, oops, it's just another voice of ego self-hate. So they masquerade as that. They pretend to be that in the same way they pretend to be small, innocent children, because we fall for that kind of thing. But everything in that conversation is a part of the same system. Okay? So
okay.
That, those insights that you're getting are not coming from inside that system. That system is blocking those insights when you have attention on the system. When you're present, sitting, learning to sit still and be patient, just be there, the insights drop in. And that's the critical piece to see at this point, the difference between what happens in that ego conversation and the insights that drop in for you when you're simply present. Okay? All right.
Yes.
Here we go.
Would you...
Thanks,
buddy. Can I ask you one more thing?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope. You can call
Thank
into
you.
Open air and ask me. That's on tonight.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. You're very welcome. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Bonnie. It's amazing, right, Sherry? If we do the practice, it works. We see
mm-hmm.
what we need to see.
Yes. And the one thing, of course, that Bonnie's going to realize very quickly, if she hasn't already, is when that insight comes, right behind it comes the system trying to take it over. Well, then what that means, mm-hmm. and okay, what you need to do is, and there's no meaning and no doing in it. There's just clarity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's so good to recognize the self-hate for what it is, which is what our practice for yesterday was, right? Everything
yeah.
that is self-hating is important to looking at what is.
Yes.
Or can be.
Yeah. So we don't want to believe it. We don't want to get caught up in it. We don't want to indulge it. We just want to see it for what it is. And we'll see that clearly in that space of insight, of presence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Here's our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Good morning. This is Linda Joy from Milpitas.
Hello, Linda Joy.
I'm just sitting here thinking, wow, it's a good thing I haven't been called on because my mind has been so fuzzy. But Bonnie helped me a lot this morning, and so did you. Looking at the negative, the last couple days, I realize I live there. That I am more often in the negative than I am in the positive. And what's come up for me recently is I decided to focus. May I just interrupt you right there?
Okay, because otherwise we're gonna, you know, we don't want to go off it. Most people are living in small mind, in egocentric conditioning, self hate all the time because that's where attention is, and most people don't recognize the difference when they're not. Now, what we're really living in all the time is presence. Egocentric karmic conditioning self-hate happens in presence too. It's just that when we give all of our attention to it, it's all we see. So we don't want to make a duality that there's egocentricity and there is its opposite. Because presence is not positive. And it's not the opposite of the negativity.
Yes. And I think what I'm meaning to say, and it's been difficult for me to put what I'm feeling in words lately. It's kind of frustrating, but because I'm really getting some deep awarenesses. And one of them that's coming up is that I see all the personalities. I worked with those for years, but I'm seeing it more clearly how I just believed it all for so long, and I picked a focus with my teaching. I knew I wanted to be a teacher when I was a little girl, and so what's come up for me, I'm a substitute now, and I've fallen into that, oh, I'm just a sub, and I've said to myself, no, you're not. You bring joy to that classroom. Every day you go, I do it on purpose. You know, I know that I'm going to bring good things to those kids. And I've recently, in observing, just one example in the last week is we have a borderline autistic child. And the teacher called me personally to ask if I would be in her room. And I thought, oh, okay. And anyway, what I saw, I'm just going to bottom line this, is he had a little tantrum. And at the end of the day, and rolling on the floor, and I was able to observe myself step into that situation, controlling the kids in the classroom, the child, and another adult that walked in the room, and I'm looking at myself saying, I mean, it was like it was automatic. I instinctively knew what to do for everyone.
Okay, so
I
need to change the language, okay?
Okay,
Because there are two things that could be happening, and you'll just have to watch and see what it is. Either you were present, and what was there to do was simply clear for you, or you were coming from an orientation that is, I'm the person who's going to be in charge. I'm going to make this happen. I'm going to control the students.
No, that wasn't it. I was in presence, and I was just letting it happen, literally.
There you go.
That's so unlike me to see myself in that light that it was just amazing because, no, I was not controlling at all. I was letting the situation unfold and just responding, you know.
That's right. From present. Yes. And again, what I'm steering you around is having the ego system take that on and take ownership of it.
Yeah.
Because realizing that letting go into the moment, there is no you. There is no I.
Right.
There is no them. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
But ego,
I was just there.
ego wants immediately to reframe it so that it fits nicely into the story it's going to tell.
Yeah.
Mhm.
And I think that was so awesome about it for me was because we're being guided to be in that loving awareness, you know, place of presence, and I was actually able to just let that be, to let that happen. And yeah. not consciously. It wasn't really conscious. You know, I was just letting life happen.
Well, actually, you weren't letting life happen.
Okay.
Life was simply happening.
Happening.
And there was
mm-hmm.
no interference. So attention
yes.
was
yes.
on awareness. Attention
yes.
was not
Thank
self-consciously,
you.
Yeah, self-consciously on a you who was in charge of letting this happen.
Yeah.
That's the kind of place that ego trips us up. So what you
yeah.
really got to see in that situation was there wasn't an I. There wasn't a me. There wasn't a little him on the floor. There wasn't that. There was an awareness of all of that unfolding, but there was no ownership of any of that.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what was new for me was that I didn't let that negative person say, oh, you can't do this. You better call the office. I mean, there was, I didn't go there. I didn't even go in my head. I just responded.
We call those miracles. If you were Catholic, they would be called consolations. Okay, they are those moments when we are just able to experience something that is so out of the realm for us that we get
yeah.
to see how life really is in that moment.
Yeah.
Yep.
It was amazing.
Go.
Yeah.
Yes. It's kind of where we want to live.
No, and yeah, and there was no ego involved at all. You know, it wasn't
nope.
me saying, oh, you're knowing what you nothing. It was just pure, absolute presence, and it was amazing. And I want
yep.
to thank you for that, because something about this, this is my third year with the year-long, and it's all been wonderful. But there's something about the way this is unfolding for me that's really, I think I'm at that place or wherever, you know, of unfolding. That it's just awesome, and I want to thank you so much.
Well,
both you and
yes,
Shorney.
Okay, good. But the important piece of that is that you show up to practice. That's
yes.
the important piece. So it's what Ashwini
yes.
just said. You know, if we do the practice, it works. That's what we get
yes.
to see in this. That's the main.
Mm-hmm.
It's always here for us, but we have to
yes.
be here for it. Congratulations.
And one other thing I just want to end with, you said that a week or so ago about just show up. Oh, did that really hit me deeply? You know, like for the days that I'm beating myself up, I'm showing up. You know, I'm practicing
yeah.
for the last 30 years. I meditate every morning. It's like I'm doing what I need to do to be here.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Thank you.
And I'm going to leave you with one final thought, which is you are not beating yourself up. Voices of self-hate are beating the human being
yes.
up. I can't let you go without that reminder. Thank
I
you,
got
Linda
it.
Joy.
Thank you.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Go happy.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, go happy.
Thank you. And Jerry, that correction at the end is how we take the voices on. Because throughout that conversation, I think what you were pointing out both to Bonnie and Linda Joy is the way that the ego would want to co-opt life. It's doing it constantly, right?
Yes.
Assigning
it's
blame.
Reframing. Yeah, reframing.
Reframing.
Right.
Reframing. Mm-hmm. And that consciousness of saying, I get beaten up, is the fundamental movement and practice where we recognize what ego is and what authenticity is, and we're present to the difference, and we're
mm-hmm.
not identifying with what we're not.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, we're not identifying with what we're not. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it. We're not giving attention to that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
All right, here's our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourselves? Hello?
I was on mute. Hi, good morning. This is Kate from Seattle.
Hey, Kate, you were being a good citizen, all muted up there. That happens to me constantly. People going, Jerry, are you there? Yeah. Yes, I'm here. Yeah. What are you seeing?
Oh, gosh. I'm so excited to be back in the year long, and I'm seeing so much, and I'm seeing I don't even know where to begin. Well, this morning in particular, it was so helpful to just have that distinction that it's not a duality of being in conditioned or in conditioned mind or in presence, that it's always in presence. And that just landed in a way that it hasn't for me in the past. So I'm really grateful for that, that distinction.
Mm-hmm. It's big, isn't it? It's kind of everything. Because in the way it was described, if we can get fooled into thinking center is the opposite of identified with ego, wow, then ego really has us on a whatever hamster wheel, right?
Yes, yes. And there can be, like, so much what the system that tries to happen for me is that there's so much feeling bad that I fell for it again. Like, oh, you're back mm-hmm. over on this side. Like, why can't, mm-hmm. once you've seen it, why can't you stay on that side?
Mm-hmm.
And so knowing I'm always there, I'm always home, I'm always in presence is just really comforting and helpful to think of it that way.
And the specific of that is, so you realize you fell for it, right? So you're here.
Mm-hmm.
And you hear a voice say, well, you've seen that. Why can't you just stay at center? You saw that. You were there and aware of that.
Mm-hmm.
So you were actually where you wanted to be all the time. But what we do is fall for the voice that says you're not. And when the voice says you're not at center, we just go, oh, shoot, I'm not at center. But if you weren't in awareness, you wouldn't know it was happening.
Yes. Oh, it's so true. Yes.
Yeah.
It makes perfect sense. And I think that was the second piece of just by showing up, like just to have those constant reminders so that it's not, so it's less believable each time, a little less believable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, Kate, that's one of those places where I think sense of humor is really helpful. You know that's what it does to you, right? Well, okay, you've seen it because you're practicing. Of course you're seeing it. So you've seen it, but you can't do it all the time. And then you can say something like, yeah, I'm a sinner. I'm a bad person. I'm a horrible person. I have not achieved perfection. Thanks for pointing that out. And just make fun of it. Because that is an approach that ego cannot abide. All we have to do is look around at the world, and we can see how that is the case. To take somebody seriously who's in an important position, they have the power. But as soon as it turns to making fun of and laughter, the power goes out of them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's really helpful.
It's a really good technique. Mm-hmm. It really does show who's boss.
Yes, because it helps bring back the energy too. Because that's what it makes. It turns practice into something that's really serious. Because you know it is
your mortal
like the
soul.
The stakes are high. So you know it can start to feel really heavy. And I think that's just for me. Like the energy can kind of get stuck. In the worrying about. Like getting it right, you know, that ego will always want to position it that way. So to bring humor actually helps unstick that and shift the dynamic, like you said.
Yes, and life is humorous. Ego is not, but life is. Ego is just morbidly, hideously grim, right? But life is light. Look at babies. Look at kittens and puppies and look at spring growth and look at, you know, it's light, it's fun, it's alive, it's beautiful, it's happy. Life is happy. So, you know, that's why ego would say, well, you know, you have to take this seriously. If you don't, you're disrespecting God. No, actually, quite the opposite, right? So you dance, you play, you say thank you, you rejoice. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, thank you so much for that. I needed a dose of that this morning. So,
a little
so thank you.
Happy. You are so welcome. You go happy, okay?
You go happy, and I'll talk to you soon. Thank you both.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Kate. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Kate. Well, we need those T-shirts, Sherry.
We need those T-shirts. Kate knows that better than anybody, huh? She's,
I know.
She's been a big part of getting those T-shirts to us.
That's exactly right. All right. We have time for one more caller, Sherry. Here we go.
All right.
Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, Sherry and Ashwini. It's Jan.
Hey, Jan.
Hi. Oh, my gosh. I love these shows so much. And I feel like the practice we're doing this week, the process of getting to what my poster says, that process mm-hmm. was an amazing thing, because I feel like, at least at this point in practice, it's taking me to, I don't know what to call it, sort of the crux of what holds me back, how conditioning holds on, or I don't know, however you'd frame that.
Mm-hmm.
And
where it hides.
Pardon?
Where it's hiding.
Yeah. Well, where it holds me, where the belief system, I guess it's the best way to put it, where I'm believing that what it says is true, whether I even mm-hmm. hear it, you know, really see it clearly. So for me, I brought this up at group, but I had what I'm practicing with is practicing the experience of pleasure, delight, and joy while doing my best. And when I had an unfortunate thing happen at the monastery, I dropped something, I mentioned this at group, that was the crux. It was, I got to see when that unfortunate thing happened, that was my choice point.
Uh-huh.
That's where I, conditioning takes my life, or I take my life. I mean, or hold, you know, however you would, you're so good at clarifying the language, but wow. And I'm practicing with that daily now, thanks to the year-long retreat. And it's like everything's right there.
Yes, because this is so essential. If you didn't drop that, you wouldn't have had a chance to see all that you've seen. Now, you're a really responsible, careful, conscientious person. You just don't go around dropping stuff. And so there has to be an accident, in quotes. There has to be something that you can't control in order for you to have that experience.
Yes.
Right?
Absolutely.
And
yes.
I would guess that happens to us all through our lives, right? But what happens is the voices come in and say, what is the matter? Why did you pay attention? Oh, my God, and now look what you've done. And we just go with it, right? But you've been practicing.
Yeah.
And so you know the essential piece of that is doing my best, right? You know you're doing your best. You just mm-hmm. know that. Voices can't talk you out of that any longer. And so there you are, and the accident happens, and you're right there, and you see it. And you realize, this is where I get to choose. Am I going to choose to live in joy and compassion and appreciation, or am I going to let the voices beat me up for having made a mistake? And you were there, and you saw it.
Yeah, and also the self-hate part that we're looking at today, you know, this last 24 hours,
mm-hmm.
is the message I get is, you can't do it. You haven't done it, and you won't be able to do it. You can't stay in pleasure, delight, joy, all of it, with something like this. That's irresponsible.
Uh-huh. uh-huh.
So it's just, it's
well,
so good.
Yeah, son of a gun. I think I can, actually. Uh-huh. One more self-hating voice bites the dust.
Oh, I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful for accidents.
Yes,
I'm so grateful
for
life providing those opportunities. Yeah.
Yes, for all of it. It's all so perfect every time when we're here in perfection to receive it.
Oh, yes. And huge gush, deep gush show and gratitude for the fact that the monastery is there to practice. Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Oh, it's
so thank
wonderful,
you.
Isn't it?
Thank
yeah.
you.
Thank you,
yep.
Jan. Thank you.
All right. Go happy.
Go happy.
Thanks, Jan. That is such a lovely experience of transformation when a mistake becomes not a mistake in a very real sense.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
In that it's not just something we say. It's my
mm-hmm.
experience.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A gift.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Because, again, not to derail because I know we're out of time, but the one that I always go to is people are new at the monastery. You know, we have all these guidelines, and the guidelines are there to help us pay attention, not because we have a lot of rules and we're actually as uptight and controlling as it looks. So I go into the kitchen, and I have on my work boots. Okay, I forgot to take my shoes off at the door and put on my slippers, okay? And so if I'm actually there, I'm going to go, oh, that's amazing. Wow. How did that? Wow. I thought I was here, but I must not have been. Oh, my God. That is so helpful to see. I can actually not be here when I think I'm here. Well, I got to look a lot closer.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Or if someone hands you a note about it, it's an act of kindness, not an act of criticism. Yeah.
That's right. That's right. Oh, thank you. My God, I could have gone through the whole kitchen period and not noticed I was in my outside boots. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for helping me see that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it really is a measure of our transformation when we can observe ourselves going from that initial reaction of complete unconsciousness, then to feeling bad, and then to recognizing it as a gift.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I love practice, don't you?
I love practice. Well, so let's do our daily practice.
All right.
That's our assignment for today. Cultivate an attitude that encourages and supports the practitioner. Throughout the day, each time you hear a negative message, turn to encouragement. Pick up the recorder to offer an encouraging message to the practitioner.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And if you have trouble doing that and you think ego might be in charge, you can always enroll the mentor, who's an endless source of encouragement.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Ashwini. Thank you, everybody.
Take care and we'll see you
happy.
Tomorrow.
Order your T-shirt.
Yeah.
Okay. Bye.